Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie Eisenberg is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. Our favorite fantasy guru of choice. He's the best at fantasy football anywhere. Everybody knows it. He sets the standard. He's on CBSSports.com. He's on CBS HQ. He's on CBS Sports Radio Saturday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern with Eye on Fantasy Football. And he's on the bench now. Forever. We're talking decades of decadence with Jamie Eisenberg. And here he is again tonight, and let's bring him in. How you doing down in South Florida there, Jamie?
I'm doing great. How's LA treating you?
It's fantastic. We're having a good time, but it's strangely enough, as you know, you live in great weather in Miami. But here in LA, as you know, it never rains in Southern California, and it'll literally be nice for 330 days a year. We have been here since Thursday, and we have not seen the sun once. It's been absolutely miserable and cloudy and rainy in Los Angeles but it's not raining. It's just overcast and cloudy. It's so cloudy, the sun is like miles away. So it's basically, I feel like I'm in hell. It's like New York, except I'm in Los Angeles, and we'll never see the sun once the whole time we're here.
You got to come to South Florida, buddy.
Yeah, I guess so. I spend some more time down there in Hurricane Alley. All right, here's what we do on the show. We take calls with you, the fans, one after the next, and find out your fantasy problems, who to start, who to sit, who to deal. Jamie's better than you at running your team. Know that. And also, you don't have to ask us how we're doing because we're all doing miserable. And Jamie's doing great because he always wins his fantasy league. So just get right into it. Ask him what your fantasy problem is, and he'll answer you. And we do two segments. As long as there's a bunch of fans calling, we put you on the air, and we'll keep him on the air. Originally, we thought we were going to do one segment tonight because we're in L.A. and we got a lot of guests. But one of our guests just could only stay for a few minutes, Chris Booker. It was great having him on. I love that guy, radio legend from K-Rock in New York and L.A. He's on 97.1, spinning tunes out here in the afternoons. All right, here we go. As always, the man up first is Trey in New York. You're on the bench on CBS Sports Radio with Jamie Eisenberg.
1 point PPR. If I could get a flex and a wide receiver out of this group, Tyrell Williams, James White, Devin Smith, Ronald Jones, and Paul Richardson.
I think the first two make the most sense in terms of Tyrell and James White. You know, I think we're going to see the Patriots start to lean on more so White and Rex Burkhead with James Devlin out, and then Tyrell, you know, scoring in three straight games and the Colts being a little banged up on defense. You could make a case for Paul Richardson, especially if Terry McLaurin's out. So that's something to keep in mind. But I think the safest options are the first two in White and Tyrell.
All right, there you go, Trey. Have a great weekend. Antoine in that city by the bay.
What's going on, fellas? Question. So would you start Hardman at the flex or Chris Thompson? And then would you go Kyle Allen or the other Allen from Buffalo? And then retroactively, would you have started Rodgers or Jackson, Lamar Jackson? Thank you.
I would have started Lamar Jackson. I think, you know, just looking at it, he's in a good spot. I think Mecole Hardman, look, it's hard to get away from him right now with what the Chiefs are doing. It's going to be Patrick Mahomes' first game indoors. So that could be fun to see how that arm's going to, you know, deal in a closed environment. So I'd probably stick with Mecole Hardman there.
All right, there you go, Antoine. All right, 855-212-4227. What are you waiting for? Pick it up, dial and dance. Call and talk to Jamie. He is an absolute badass at fantasy, and you suck. Josh in Cali, you're on the bench.
Hey, Jamie. Just want to say you're the man. Quick question, full-point PPR. I need one of the following three. I got Deion Kane. Looks like T.Y. might sit this weekend, so either Deion Kane, Paris Campbell, or D.D. Westbrook.
You know what I would do is go take a look and see if Dontrell Inman is available. Mike Williams is out. Travis Benjamin is doubtful, and they're playing the Dolphins. So if you can pick up Dontrell Inman, I would play him. If you can't, then I think you know, maybe take a flyer on Paris Campbell to see what happens. You know, with, like you said, no T.Y. Hilton, so we'll see if it's Kane, we'll see if it's Campbell. My guess is Campbell will get a little bit more run, and, you know, just seeing him on the turf with that speed would be fun.
All right, there you go, Josh. Now you know what to do with your fantasy roster this week. Go do it now. Stop waiting. Stop hesitating. Denick in North Carolina, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, guys. I just got a quick question for you, Jamie. I got a trade offer for Michael Thomas and T.J. Hockenson, and he's going to give me T.Y. Hilton, Tyler Boyd, and Kerryon Johnson. I'm pretty weak right now at a running back, and that's full PPR.
I mean, you're getting a good haul there. That's not bad. You know, it's just a matter of, you know, giving up Michael Thomas. But Hockenson's been so hit or miss. So, basically, you know, Thomas for those three guys is pretty impressive. So, I would make that trade.
All right, there you go, Denick. Have a good weekend. 855-212-4227 to get on with the extraordinary Jamie Eisenberg. You can see him on CBS HQ now, which is kick-ass. And you hear him every Saturday night on our network at 10 p.m. Eastern. Novell in Maryland, you're next on the bench.
Thank you for taking my call. Jamie, I've been listening to you on different, you know, radio shows and things like that. I'm 3-0 in my league. I have Chubb, Cook, and Fournette at running back, as well as Singletary. And I have Melvin Gordon. Should I trade Melvin Gordon for Saquon Barkley in a full PPR?
100%. 100%. You know, just given your circumstances right now, yes. You know, because you certainly have the horses to get by without Saquon for a few weeks. Hopefully it's a four-week absence as opposed to 8 weeks. My guess is it's going to be 8 weeks, but you're certainly covered to get to the playoffs. When you get to the playoffs, put in Saquon Barkley in the lineup, it's going to feel really, really good. So, yes, make that trade.
All right, Novell. Dave in Wisconsin, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
What's up? Do I take 34C or Aaron Rodgers?
Anyway. Oh, shake it. That's a great call.
Hey, what do I do with Wayne Gullit? I'm not sure what I'm going to do with him. Do I play him? Do we kind of sit him? Is he going to be a top 10? Hey, Carver, when you land in Green Bay, buddy, you've been dissing the Packers. We are laying in the weeds for you.
Oh, they're waiting for you, Carver High. They're waiting in the weeds.
They looked real good last night.
Yeah. Oh, facial. Facial.
I think you play Wayne Gallman. He's not going to be a top 10 guy this week, but unless things just go completely in his favor. But good matchup against Washington at home. You know, just see what happens coming out of this game. The next 2 weeks are going to be really tough against Minnesota and New England. But, you know, anybody that's going to get the amount of touches that he should get without Barkley there is worth using as at least a flex option. And I think he's a little bit better than that this week against the Redskins.
All right, 855-212-4227. What are you waiting for? Call now to talk to Jamie. Kale in Columbia, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
It's Kale on the bench in the biggest way possible. I've always wanted to say that. Hey, am I really going to put LeSean McCoy in my lineup? Can you guys help me with 2 of 4 here? I got, like I said, LeSean McCoy, Peyton Barber, Duke Johnson, and Chris Thompson. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it, Jamie.
Yeah, McCoy's your best one, you know, so absolutely play him. He looked really good before he left the game last week, and I'm not sure if it was that he re-aggravated the injury, it was his precaution because they were playing with the lead. You know, it's hard to say exactly what happened there, but he's going to be fine. No Damian Williams, you know, not a horrible matchup. I guess Detroit's not a great one, but, you know, they've struggled with pass-catching running backs, and I think that's what will use McCoy enough. And then Chris Thompson's been fantastic, so those are your two running backs this week.
So when you – all right, Kale, be cool, bro. Do you remember – so, Jamie, you've been on the show now for, like, 14 years or something, and you – when you first came on with me, I was at Howard Stern, unless I'm crazy, right? So I went to Howard Stern, to Howard 101 on Sirius, and then how did we, like, end up with this long-standing great relationship of you doing my show every Friday night for this long? How did it happen? Do you remember?
I think what happened with Sirius is we had some sort of partnership where we were doing some cross promotion.
Right.
And then when you went to CBS, it was just a natural tie-in to keep it going. But, you know, I remember at least once at Sirius and once at CBS, I came up to New York and did the show with you in the studio. So, you know, it was back when you were with Lou.
Right. That's crazy, dude. Can you believe how long we've been doing this on Friday? Like, your wife must just hate me. Like, because every Friday night for 15 years, you've been on this show, no hell or high water, doesn't matter what it is. It could be the week of Yom. It could be Rasha Farella. It's just, you're always on no matter what, and she just must want to kill me.
No, she's been asleep for a long time now, so it's good to go.
Jesus. What? Oh, I keep forgetting. It's late there. I keep forgetting because it's early here, and I'm going out with hookers later. Shelby in Lake Charles, Louisiana, you're on a bench.
Hey, Jamie, I'm Dynasty League. I got a trade offer. I'm giving up Travis Kelce for Mark Andrews and 2 first-round picks. Is that a good deal?
I mean, it just depends. Are you trying to win now? I mean, look, Andrews has been fantastic, so it's not a bad.
I also have Darren Waller.
Yeah, I think that's a good trade to make. You know, I mean, Kelce is going to be good, potentially great for another 2-3 years, but we saw with Rob Gronkowski, when they fall off fast. So you got a young one in Andrews, a young one in Waller, again, 2 first-round picks. Hopefully they're good first-round picks. So that's the type of trade you want to make in Dynasty just to continue sustained success and then also plan for the future.
All right, there you go, Shelby. Kenny in South Carolina. What's going on, dude?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I wanted to know, Kyler Murray against Seattle or Daniel Jones against Washington?
You know, maybe I'm buying the hype, but I like what I saw from Daniel Jones last week against Tampa Bay. And, you know, I think you get a good setup against a Washington defense that's been bad. They made Mitchell Trubisky look good last week. They're going on a short week on the road. That's never a good situation for any team, and especially one that's not playing very well. And so I would imagine that building is going to be electric with Daniel Jones' first home start. So I like the situation a little bit better. Kyler Murray was sacked 8 times last week, and so Seattle's defense can get right in this game.
Kerry in Boise, Idaho, kicks off the second half of your calls, 855-212-4227. Get you on with Jamie. Kerry, go ahead. You're on the bench.
Hey there, guys. Hey, Mafia Carver. I love the show. Jamie,
thanks.
Thank you for helping me out here. I'm in a PPR league. I got Gordon and Eckler, kind of a weird situation. Which one should I get rid of?
Don't get rid of either one. Gordon... You know, hopefully the best is yet to come now that he's shown up. And I don't think they're going to play him this week, although Justin Jackson's injury opens the door at least for that. Eckler should be a monster against the Dolphins, and then we'll see what happens moving forward. The one thing about Eckler is he's still going to play probably 8 to 10 touches at the minimum per week. And Gordon has had a hard time staying healthy, so I think Eckler could still have plenty of value the rest of the way. So I wouldn't get rid of either one.
All right, Kerry, have a great weekend. 855-212-4CBS. Nick in Texas, you're next.
Hey, Jamie, it's Nick. Appreciate you taking my call. I'm pretty sure I lost Jamal Williams at the Packers game. I literally had a terrible draft. I need a running back that could be picked up on the waiver wire. Who do you suggest? Who do you think's out there? I'm in a 14-team league.
Yeah, that's a deep one. You know, just pluck somebody out that can help you. The one guy you could take a flyer on, just because we're hearing some stuff out of Jacksonville, is maybe Rykel Armstead, the rookie there. You know, they've given Leonard Fournette 43 of their 44 carries, and I think they might be getting a little frustrated with how he's performing. So, you know, maybe that's somebody you could take a look at, the Tillman kid that the Giants called up off their practice squad. And maybe if Wayne Gallman struggles or gets hurt while Saquon Barkley's out, you know, they give him an opportunity, or Elijah Penny, who also is going to be there. In a 14-team league, there just aren't many options available to you. Know, see if maybe somebody drops Geno Smith because of the concussion. It's hard to say not knowing your waiver wire, but those are, you know, at least Armstead and Hillman are two guys that should be readily available.
All right, there you go. Let's go to Indy in Green Bay. You're on a bench.
Hey, I need 3 in a full-point PPR between Sterling Shepard, Kenny Galladay, Calvin Ridley, and Mike Evans.
You know, I'm going to sit Mike Evans of that group. Shepard is a must-play for me against Washington. I think Galladay's in the same situation, you know, with his matchup there. And the thing with Evans that makes me just a little bit nervous is that secondary for the Rams has been fantastic. You know, they've done a good job the last 2 weeks in particular against guys of Evans' caliber like Odell Beckham and Michael Thomas. So I think he's just the odd man out right now. I know it's hard to do, but I would actually sit him of that foursome.
All right, there you go, Indy. Nate in Boise. Yo, Nate.
Yeah man. I have Saquon and Alvin Kamara, and this guy wants to trade me Adam Thielen and Joe Mixon for Keenan Allen, and Keenan Allen's my only decent wide receiver.
Yeah, I don't think that's enough. You know, Thielen, I don't know what's going to be with that Vikings passing attack the rest of the way. You know, they're very committed to the run. They're limiting Kirk Cousins' attempts. It's been tough on Thielen, more so on Diggs, but tough on Thielen as well. And so
you have right now arguably the best fantasy receiver, given the fact that all the receiving options around Keenan Allen are falling apart. He's just dominating targets and thriving on it. So, yeah, I think you need a little bit more for Keenan Allen right now.
All right, Nate, have a good weekend. Ed in Dallas on the ticket.
Hey, you guys. 10-team league, non-PPR. I need a flex out of Devontae Freeman, Marquise Brown, and also of Calvin Ridley.
I'll take a chance on Marquise Brown here. You know, the targets have been there for him each of the last 2 weeks, 22 targets over that span. They're playing a Browns team that I know played well for the most part, given what the circumstances were against the Rams, without Greedy Williams and without Denzel Ward in there. Well, they're going to be out again. And so I think if you're telling me that he's going to get somewhere in the neighborhood of 8 to 10 targets against that Browns secondary on the road, you saw Cooper Kupp and you saw Brandon Cooks both score. I think Marquise Brown can score again, so I like him the best.
All right, Eddie. Let's go to John in Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, of these four running backs, who would you start? What two would you start? I got Philip Lindsay, Sony Michel, Frank Gore, and Adrian Peterson.
Yeah, Lindsay's the easy one. He's playing, you know, coming off a strong game last week against the Packers, and you know I think you could count on his workload. And I actually might give Adrian Peterson the nod as the second guy. You know, Ogletree's out for the Giants. It's a game where they'll stay competitive, so it's not like they're going to be chasing points, I think, to a dramatic effect where he completely gets negated because he doesn't catch passes. So just given the four guys that you have there, Lindsay's the easy one, and then I would take a chance on Peterson, the second guy.
All right, Johnny, good call. 855-212-4227. Three more to go. J.D. in Mississippi, you're on the bench.
Hey, Johnny, how you doing, man?
Yo.
I'm in a 12-team PPR league. I love Saquon. My number one running back is Nick Chubb. I'm thinking back on my RB2, either David Montgomery or Darrell Williams, and in the flex, I'm thinking about going Mecole Hardman. What do you think?
I mean, you know, Montgomery's so hard to figure out because Matt Nagy doesn't use him the right way, in my opinion, just doesn't give him enough work. I think he'll be okay against Minnesota because you've seen at least one team that doesn't run the ball very well, and the Packers run on them a few weeks ago. So Montgomery's probably the safest play. If you want to take the swing at defense, then it's probably Darrell Williams just because he'll share time with LeSean McCoy. We saw last week that they used him, especially toward the end of the game when they were playing with the lead. So Williams might have the higher ceiling. I think Montgomery has the higher floor. It's just a matter of what you think you need.
All right, there you go. Two more. Steve in Smashville, you're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, fellas. 10-team, full PPR league. I need a flex. I've got Calvin Ridley or Tyler Lockett, and I'm worried about Ridley's targets from last week.
Yeah, I don't think this should be a comparison at all. Tyler Lockett's been awesome. And so you're looking at a Cardinals defense that's still without Patrick Peterson. They've had a hard time covering basically everybody that they've faced so far. And so I think it's a great spot for Tyler Lockett to continue to play at the level that he has. The fact that his targets are up from where he was last year, it's a fantastic situation. So keep him in your lineup.
All right, there you go, Steve. Finally, Landon in Louisiana in the bayou. You're on with Jamie Eisenberg.
Jamie, do you like Evans against the Rams or Boyd against the Steelers?
Yeah, it's a little closer if it's a non-PPR league just because Boyd hasn't found the end zone very much. But in PPR, I think it's easy to go with Boyd this week. I know Evans was a superstar last week, but you said it. They're facing the Rams. You know, keep the lead. Marcus Peters, those guys are playing well. It's going to be tough, I think, for Tampa going on the road. Just a brutal stretch for them. So Evans is probably the safer play if you think about it from a name standpoint. But I think the upside play is easily with Boyd just the way that he's been playing.
All right, there you go. Killer stuff tonight from Jamie Eisenberg. Make sure you check him out Saturday night on CBS Sports Radio with Eye on Fantasy Football. It's a kick-ass show. Jamie, great job. Enjoy the games on Sunday. We'll talk to you again next pain-free Friday night.
You got it, Pharrell. Enjoy your trip out there, man. I'll talk to you soon.
My man, Jamie Eisenberg.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.